Welcome to Shomar Shava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lord Nishmas Haim Yaakov Shalom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Bava Kamma Daf Tzadik Vov. The Gemara in Amud Beis, right before the Mishnah, brings a story. The Rav Nachman was mechayev a gazlan, and he didn't mechayev him al pidin. And Rava questioned Rav Nachman's judgment. So Rav Nachman told Rava, "Don't question me, because Rav Huna, my friend, he said." Then me and Shvur Malka, who's Shvur Malka? Rashi says Shvur Malka is Shmuel. Me and Shmuel are Achi Bedina, we're brothers in Din. In other words, I have the same judgment ability like Shmuel is. So don't question me when I do a Din. And Rav Nachman went on to explain that he did a special gzeir to this person, to this Gazlon, because he was someone who repeated the offense several times. He needed to get a special judgment, even though it was not a Pidin. Now, Shmuel has several names that he's called by in Gemara. The Sefer Anaf Yosef brings in Shabbos Davon Gimel. He says that Shmuel is called in four different names. Shmuel Aricha, he's called Shkoid. We had a special shiur about the name Shkoid of Shmuel. He's called Aryoch Lashon King. And he's called Shvur Malka. As Rashi brings in Pesachim, Shvur Malka was the name of the Persian king. And the idea is that Shmuel had the ability to judge like the king, like the Persian king. What is the pshat that here we call Shmuel with the name Shvur Malka? Is there any reason to it? So the Chloro, one could answer as follows. This Gemara is one of the sources that basically have the ability to paskin, to do halacha, to give a din that's not like the Ikar din. The Ikar din says one thing. But if Beis Din Royim that they need to change something, Beis Din see that there's a pirtza, they see something that has to be done because people are not careful with certain mitzvah, veor, a certain person needs to be punished. So Beis Din can punish lefi reus einei, based on what they see right to do. And the Gemara Sanhedrin adds to it also the Beis Din maki u'anishi, there's oinish, they can punish, they can even kill somebody when they feel that's the right thing to do. There's a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, in Choshen Mishpot, Chelek Beis, where he writes a letter to somebody in the government. He calls him Sar HaMedino. Sar HaMedino, he tells him you should know the rules of how Beis Din works. And then he adds an end. Beis Din have the permission to do any punishment that they see fit. They're able to punish, they're able to cause death penalties and any other type of penalties when they see that's the right thing to do. And this was the basis when the state of Israel was established. There was a debate, there was a push by the Frum community, Frum Rabbanim, to have the court system based on halacha. To have the entire state of Israel, the Medinah, should be based on halacha. And many other Rabbanim were busy creating a legal system that's based on halacha that applies to a modern country. And one of the big issues that was asked is how do you deal with basic governmental issues that a court has to deal with? Someone steals. If you don't have shtei edim and you don't have asura, what do? There's no jail system in the Torah. So the common answer is, and as well, Rav Reuven Margolius wrote a maimer, which is called Bet Mishpat B'Yisrael, and he said the same answer, is based on these gemaras. Beis Din have the ability to come and create a new judicial system, which is not necessarily following halacha. When it's the right thing to do, when you need to create some hasra, when you need to create a legal system that will work for society, then Beis Din can add new layers that are not exactly following halacha. Meaning there is this strict Torah, how we act, how we paskin based on the Torah when everything fits. And then you have how you implement the lamaise when you need to fit it to society. Efshar, that's the reason that here, when we talk about this sugyo, so Rav Nachman is calling Shmuel Shvur Malko. Malko is the name of the Persian king. And the idea is that they know how to judge like the Persian king. Why Dafka here using this term? Because Rav Nachman is trying to tell Rava, you should know, in this case, we're not just using the halacha. Not just using the Torah way of what to do. We're using over here our judgment based on society. Something which is fitting for a king, for a ruler, for a government that needs to deal with society and needs to fit a judgment based on their needs. Sure, that's the reason that here we call Shmuel Shvor Malko. Anyone want to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.